Okay, today I have with me Kim from Laguna Beach. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And she's going to tell us about, she has asthma, is that correct? When did it start?
The asthma in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for about 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. Me all kinds of tests to find out what I was allergic to, what was causing my problems. Mm-hmm. Found that I had severe sinus infection.
Okay.
And developed into bad asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept putting me on all different types of inhalers.
Right.
Gave me steroid medications.
Okay.
To help to relieve the inflammation in my sinuses.
Okay.
Did it help? And it helped, but it was still reoccurring. There
mm-hmm.
was still times where, on one time I almost had to go to the hospital because I had taken an aspirin,
mm-hmm.
and I was having an asthma attack at the same time.
Oh.
So I really couldn't breathe.
Right.
And after a couple hours, it finally went away, but I was to that point where debating, do I go to the hospital, or what do I do?
Right.
And then they had me come in the next day, and they had me take this medication that I had to breathe in, $200 every time I had to do that, which happened about 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved away for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And went to another allergist. Well, then he put me on also 3 different types of inhalers.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave me a pill that I had to take twice a day to control my asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fine, but then I started hearing about things about this pill that
side effects
that it may cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And all these terrible things, and I've got 2 young children, and I don't want to put my life at risk like that. I stopped that medication.
Mm-hmm.
Well, during the summer, I was fine up until November. Every November is when my asthma gets.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband had done some work with Dr. Tom,
mm-hmm.
and I had seen his testimonials,
mm-hmm.
and decided that this was definitely my last hope.
Uh-huh.
And it was something that I hadn't entitled. I didn't know what was going to happen
right.
in the visit or anything.
So this was last November, right?
Yes, this
mm-hmm.
was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided that it was something I had to do.
Would do with baby drugs.
Yeah, they just kept pumping me full of medications and different inhalers and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one to take drugs. I'm not one to go to a doctor unless I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do not like medication whatsoever.
Right.
And especially medication that's going to make me ill later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I came into Dr. Tong, and just after my first treatment, that I had full use of my lungs.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And before I came in, I could just and catch a breath.
Right.
And that was it.
Uh-huh.
That was all I had, breathing capability.
Right.
And after my visit, I could actually sit and breathe.
Mm-hmm. Like a normal person.
Yes. And I didn't have any problems. And I could sit in the car and I could sing songs again with
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
Or before that, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the breath.
Right.
It was crabby. My kids were getting on me because
mm-hmm.
I was yelling at them all the time.
Yeah. And tired.
Because I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just exhausted. I couldn't do anything for them. I didn't want to do anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my kids. I don't want to be a mom like that. I want to be there for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of got to that point where I couldn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just very grouchy, and they were getting on me.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Mom, why are you so crabby with me all the time? You
mm-hmm.
never like this."
Mm-hmm.
But after the first visit to Dr. Tong, it all started going away.
Mm-hmm.
And, "Mommy, I'm so glad you're feeling better."
Oh, that's great.
And they were very relieved
mm-hmm.
that I was finally back to myself
mm-hmm.
and home again.
Right.
Because I hadn't been in probably 2 years. Because I just didn't have the strength or the capability of being a mom.
So how many treatments did you get? How long were you seeing Dr.
I've seen him for about, I think, 2.5 months.
After that, you were fine?
Yeah. After that, almost all of my symptoms had completely subsided.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been almost a year. It's been
mm-hmm.
about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably used my inhaler 8 times. In that last 8 months, or before, I could be anywhere from 5 to 20 times a day on
mm-hmm.
my inhaler.
That's
during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus taking medication for it.
Right.
And waking up in the middle of the night, not being able to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Where I've been able We had a full night's sleep. Mm-hmm. Wake up very rested. Mm-hmm. Not have to take a nap, which before I had to take at least 2-hour naps during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get through the day.
Right.
And it still wasn't enough.
So now, are you on medication now?
No, nothing. I take absolutely nothing now.
And
I
so now why are you back?
Just for the matter of, it's been almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the symptoms have come back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gotten, I'm starting to get a little tired again. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get some asthma. I figured it's time to come back in and
maintain.
Get my tune up and maintain mm-hmm. my health again because I'm feeling that I need it.
Great.
And so mm-hmm. I'm back.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're not on any medication or your inhalers.
Yes.
And I think you'll be fine after a couple of treatments.
Me too.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.